community where I stay is mostly a rural community. And then the challenges that most young women face and girls is mostly access to natural resources that enhance their economic empowerment. For instance, I'll cite an example. In 2010, when we started operating and being a district, we had a challenge where women were not allowed to fish alongside men. And then we embarked on an advocacy exercise with the women affected, and eventually we had the women fishing alongside men. So to us, if such things exist in our community, it means it excludes women from projects that will make them develop. And then it will affect the education of the girl child, and also it will affect even the development of their communities.
How do you help women overcome these types of cultural barriers that they deal with on a daily basis?
Our approach as an organization is to bring women together and so that they start talking about the challenges that affect them. Our starting point is we have women realizing that there is a gap. By coming together, discussing, they come to a point where they agree that there is a gap that needs attention. And then they come up with possible solutions on how they are going to come out of this situation. Then our role as an organization is to facilitate the process of how they are going to fight these injustices. For example, in particular, the fishing project, we realized that there were cultural barriers where the chiefs would say, it's a taboo, we can't have women fishing alongside men. We engaged the chiefs together with the women affected and made them realize that what he was considering a taboo was nothing, it's just a social construct. And then later on, he understood. And then also the other social barrier was the men that would say, we can't have women being breadwinners, leaving us behind to fend for the family. So the other strategy that we used was to engage and partner with a men-only organization that's focusing on women's rights issues called PADARE. And they came and capacitated these men and made them realize that gender equality was key for the development of their communities. So to us, it's a process. You know, when you are changing a tradition, something that people have been living with for a long time, it's not a once-off event. It's a back-and-forth process. And then eventually, when people come to a point where they understand what you're talking about, you get a buy-in from them.
So you do see some strides. You're making strides. You have success stories to share. And there at the conference, what do you hope the biggest takeaway will be for you?
The greatest achievement we have is what we started as livelihood projects as an organization, because our main target was economically empower women and develop their communities, which are livelihood projects. Later on emerged as an education project because men were aware of the importance of gender equality. Women were aware of issues around value addition. And then women were able to send their children to school. And then that's an education project. It also became a nutrition project because we have some of the projects that we are running. It became a health project, actually, where we have women producing something like baobab juice and feeding the preschools and the urge to boost their nutrition. And it also became an environment management project where we have women as advocates for sustainable utilization of natural resources such as Ilala palm tree and Kapenda field. So to me, my biggest takeaway from the conference will be how best to scale up such community-led projects in the bid to not only improve the livelihood of the communities that we're working with, but also to touch all these aspects, deal even with the cultural challenges that we face as we do our work, and also to create space for the girl child and the young woman in the future.